live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the government is urging people to ensure they take their second COVID vaccine. It follows concerns about the Delta variant, which now accounts for 1 in 5 new cases here. We'll hear the latest concerns from the HSE in the Northwest. We'll also hear from Donegal Dr. Dennis McCauley, who says it's not a matter of if, but of when the Delta variant becomes the dominant strain in Ireland. We'll hear from the two new Cathaoirleach of the municipal districts in Letterkenny Milford and Inishowen, councillors Jimmy Kavanagh and Bernard McGuinness, both confirmed this afternoon. And later in the bulletin, Oisin's here at the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. Well, the government is urging people to take up the second COVID vaccine. It follows concerns about the Delta variant, which accounts for 1 in 5 new cases here. The government says the further reopening of the country remains on track, despite the concerns. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says they're keeping a very close eye on the situation.
The emerging information on it is very sobering. We're getting more and more information, particularly from the UK. It seems that the vaccines are less effective after just one dose, that the two doses really is what's required for the high effectiveness. And the level of severity, it's looking like, is higher as well as the level of contagion. It's a very, very serious variant.
Well, the HSE in the Northwest says it is concerned about recent increases in COVID cases in the region, with cases being identified in all three counties of Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. In Donegal, for the past 2 weeks, COVID cases notified have ranged from the late teens to the early 20s, with the odd jump. The HSE says the figures give a good indication of the levels of COVID circulating in the community. Dr. Anthony Breslin, the Director of Public Health in the Northwest, says that the HSE in Donegal have identified a small number of cases linked to people who travelled to Dublin last week for the mica-related event by bus. The organisers, they say, followed COVID travel advice, and so far no close contacts have been identified on the buses. If anyone was at the event and develops symptoms, they're being urged to get tested and restrict their activity. The HSE says last weekend in Letterkenny there was also a gathering of car fans, and the HSE expects there will be cases as a result. So far in the Northwest, no Delta variant cases have been identified. Well, Donegal Dr. Dennis McCauley says it's not a matter of if, but when the Delta variant becomes the dominant strain of COVID-19 in Ireland. The strain accounted for 20% of new COVID cases last week. Dr. Tony Holohan says that's concerning. Dr. McCauley, who chairs the IMO's GP committee, says it's vital that people continue to comply with public health guidelines to combat the spread of what is a more transmissible variant.
Up until recently, things have been going very well. I think that Donegal isn't the top of the league anymore. We're doing a good job. Vaccinations are coming together. The problem is on the negative part. This new virus is just much more infectious. It may cause a more serious disease. And unfortunately, you need two doses of the vaccine to be well protected by it. So it's another negative variable.
Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh has been elected as the new Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. The Fine Gael councillor replaces Councillor Donal Coyle, who in his final address as Cathaoirleach described the past 12 months as challenging in terms of COVID-19, Brexit and MICA. Sinn Féin Councillor Jerry McMonagall is the new last Cathaoirleach in Letterkenny Milford. Well, Councillor Kavanagh says while challenges such as MICA, Brexit and COVID remain on the horizon, there are also positives as he begins his term.
It's a huge honour to get the mayor's job in the municipal district, and it's not something that I treat lately. I'm very, very honoured to have it, and it's an honour for my family as well. I suppose I've been in Letterkenny pretty much for most of my life since I went to St. Junan's and age 13 or whatever. I've been here since and worked all my life and 40 years in the hospital, so I love Letterkenny, and it's a great honour today to get that position as mayor of the town.
And there's many projects in the pipeline for the MD now over the coming years, so no doubt you'll oversee them.
Well, yeah, it's a very, very busy time, but it's busy in a good way because, you know, there has been a lot of funding coming into the town on stream in the last year or so. Those projects like the revamp of the Market Square and Lower Main Street, the old courthouse, the Linear Park, the Cathedral Quarter, those are big projects that will make a huge difference to the town, and it's great to be able to work on positive things like that. I think my initial 5 years on the town council were during the recession and there wasn't a penny for anything, so it's great to be working with this very, very different set of circumstances. And as well, I think we're coming out of the whole COVID situation, I hope, now in the next number of months, with vaccinations being rolled out and so on, so that we get back to a normal way of life and get our businesses back working and properly, and give everybody a chance to go out and support the local businesses too. So I think there's a lot of positive things happening, and it's a nice time to be getting this job, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And that was Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh, the new Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, speaking there to Michaela Clark. That meeting took place in Aura. Well, Inishowen held its AGM this afternoon as well. That meeting took place online, and veteran Councillor Bernard McGuinness was elected Cathaoirleach, with Councillor Nicholas Cross, an independent, serving as his deputy. Councillor McGuinness was nominated by Councillor Martin McDermott and seconded by Councillor Martin Farron under the power sharing agreement that's operating in the chamber. Unsurprisingly, Councillor McGuinness told the chamber his priority would be MICA and the quest for 100% redress. He also said he will be pursuing more social housing, and told Highland Radio News afterwards that's particularly because there'll be a need for alternative homes for people whose houses are being repaired or replaced because of MICA.
We have a housing crisis actually in Donegal, and it's very difficult to find rented accommodation on a permanent basis. You can find Airbnb, but you just can't find rent accommodation per year. So I do believe that the council have a role to play in this and helping to get over this problem, and it is a problem and will be a bigger problem. I'm very confident on the redress committee, and I'm very confident that they will get a successful outcome, and I want to wish the people the four who've been appointed onto that committee now all the best. They're experienced, very experienced, and they know what they're talking about, and it's great to see it. So I do believe there's going to be a problem down the road for housing.
You said to the CEO, John McLaughlin, who was at the meeting this afternoon, that you do believe the council is going to need extra staff to help process all that, and that's going to become more and more a priority for both yourself and for officials in the weeks and months ahead.
Yes, I told John that. I honestly believe that. And there hasn't been that many people through this system so far, but even they have had difficulty in finding accommodation.
And that was Councillor Bernard McGuinness speaking after he was elevated to chair of the Inishowen MD. And as Councillor McGuinness said, there four MICA homeowners from the peninsula have been nominated by Housing Minister Dara O'Brien to sit on the new working group on defective blocks that the government is establishing. They are Eileen Doherty, Anne Owens and Paddy Diver, along with Michael Doherty, who is the PRO of the MICA Action Group. Well, speaking on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes today, Eileen Doherty said that while a lot of issues do need to be discussed in detail, one issue that isn't negotiable is 100% redress.
I do know that when we met Dara O'Brien last week, that we did say to him that the 100% redress is not negotiable. But again, the fine details, there's so many details, and as you know yourself, it's so complex. We're talking about caps, we're talking about, you know, the five remedial options, there's so many, they're talking about state guarantees, how does that work with engineers insurance, all that type of stuff. There's huge amount of detail that we need to work through. But I think in terms of what families need to pay, I think we'll remain firm on the fact that families cannot incur any significant cost because of this catastrophe, and that the government have got to give us fair treatment as they have with pyrite. We are going to keep the families that are affected involved in this. You know, as we come back, we will have a completely transparent process. This is not just a decision. We represent families, Greg. So this is, we just effectively are the voice of the family, so we have got to listen. So we will do what we can. We will always fight. We've been fighting for a long time, and we will continue to fight to get this scheme to be an acceptable scheme for all families.
And that was Eileen Doherty speaking earlier on Highland Radio's 9 till noon show. The Shannon has heard the scale of mica and pyrite is shocking, with a personal impact which is unimaginable. Calls for a commitment to 100% redress for affected homeowners were raised in the chamber today by Senators Niall Blaney, Lisa Chambers and Timmy Dooley. Senator Blaney highlighted a number of options to ensure a fully funded redress scheme, including a lump sum contribution from insurance companies, the Banking Federation and house bonds, a VAT exemption for materials and grants toward insulation from Sustainable Energy Ireland. He pressed Minister of State Colm Brophy to consider a 10-year government bond.
The scale of the problem is really shocking and a personal impact unimaginable. And I want the affected homeowners to know that government is committed to supporting them as much as possible in the redemption of their homes.
Over and above the issues I mentioned, and we'll particularly discuss the 10-year government bond that I mentioned, there's a fear among homeowners at the moment that if they do some remedial works on the outside of their house, the fear is that this pyrite or mica will return. And I suppose the 10-year government bond is about addressing that. And if the department actually have a look at it, it actually is an insurance to ensure that people don't put this push and drive, that they need to step over the advice of engineers and look to have their house demolished when there's no need for it. And it brings that assurance that they need. So thanks very much for the contribution today, Minister, and we look forward to engaging with the Minister's Department much more on this.
Gardaí have launched an investigation after a man was assaulted in Letterkenny on Sunday last. The man's believed to have been assaulted by another man between 11:45 and 11:55 in the Main Street area. He's believed to have sustained a number of punches to the head. His injuries aren't believed to be life-threatening. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has dashcam footage is asked to come forward. Investigations are also continuing into an assault on a woman in the Dencar Road area of Letterkenny on Friday, June 11th. The woman received medical treatment after reportedly being assaulted between 9:30 and 9:45. Again, her injuries aren't believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí say they are following a line of inquiry but are appealing for information. The Aroclis Good Friday Agreement Implementation Committee has been told the completion of the long-awaited A5N2 expansion is vital for the development of the North West. Representatives of ICBAN, the Irish Central Border Region, addressed a meeting of the committee this morning to discuss its strategy for the development of the region over the next 7 years. Its vice chair is Donegal Councillor Gary Doherty. He told the Implementation Committee that the A5's importance cannot be overstated.
The A5 Western Transport Corridor and the N2 connection to it is a vitally important flagship project for our region, and we've identified the A5 and the FRP that the scheme would address that regional imbalance that's at the core of the work that ICBAN does, but to also connect communities to improve job prospects and address the road safety, which was a huge priority for the delivery of that scheme as well. And as you all well know, there have been over 40 deaths in the last 15 years alone on that stretch of road. So you can see the absolute necessity of the project for the safety of road users, never mind the development of the ICBAN and North West regions as a whole. The five councils that are most impacted by the A5N2 project have established a cross-border committee to lobby for the delivery of the project. And those councils are Donegal, Fermanagh, Omagh, Mid-Ulster, Derry City, Strabane and Monaghan. And a number of members of the ICBAN board are members of that committee, including Councillor Maxwell and myself. We're obviously extremely frustrated with the delays in this project, which has been subject to three legal challenges since 2007. But following a meeting between that cross-border committee and Minister Mallon back in April, we were assured that Minister Mallon hoped that the project could progress at pace. But there are obviously considerations to be given to the objections that have been submitted in the past. But we were assured that the public inquiry would be scheduled for next year. Hopefully that project would be achievable still within the original time frame, 2023 to 2028.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. We say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games. Oran McNeillis will not be lining out for Donegal on Sunday's Ulster Championship opener against Down. Donegal manager Declan Bunner has confirmed the Gador man will not make it due to a soft tissue injury picked up in the league semi-final defeat to Dublin.
We've got most of the walking wounded back at this stage, and we still have a couple of sessions to go, Washington. You know, as we know in the past, anything can happen. So we're at training this evening and again on Thursday. So, yeah, hopefully get the lads through that. But at the minute, probably maybe Oisin, Owen McNeilish. He picked up that injury against Dublin. I think the rest are okay for selection. You know? It's just minor, but it's just the fact that the game's coming fairly quickly. You know, and you know, normally after a National League campaign, you'd have 5 or 6 weeks to get ready for a championship, but that's not the case this year. And you know, he'll not be out that long. You know, we're looking forward just to getting over the line, Oisin, at the weekend. We're not looking past Newry on Sunday, and you know, we're just looking forward to making sure that we can get over the line and get into quarter final.
On the plus side, Captain Michael Murphy seems to have made enough progress on a hamstring injury to make himself available to play at Park Essler, while the Bundoran Brennan duo of Paul and Jamie have also come through in recent training sessions and could feature this weekend. Bonner, however, still hasn't ruled out any surprises come the match start on Sunday at 1 o'clock. That game, of course, live on Highland as from the 1 o'clock start time this coming weekend. And there's more from Declan Bonner in a preview which you can watch available now in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Down, meanwhile, have suffered a blow ahead of the game. Midfielder Johnny Flynn picked up an Achilles injury in training and is ruled out of the tie. Down boss Paddy Talley is looking to take a positive out of the situation.
I suppose it opens up a door for somebody else. It's an opportunity for somebody to step up on the field of play, and also another player to put himself into the match day squad. So you always try and bring the positives out of it. But listen, no matter with Johnny, without Johnny, it's going to be a massive task. It's Donegal. So we know that no matter what happens here, we're going to have to play to our skin on Sunday. And that's the challenge that's ahead of us.
Callum McShane could be set to return to action for Tyrone in their provincial campaign. The former All-Star forward has been out since picking up an ankle injury in February of last year. Joint manager Fergal Logan says McShane is back in full training ahead of their opener against Cavan next month. Dara Canavan is in a race against time to recover from the ankle injury that he sustained against Kerry in last week's league semi-final. Logan feels the Cavan game may come too soon for him.
And it's going to keep him out for a couple of weeks here, but you know, the early signs are good, albeit that it's a very painful injury and debilitating injury. But hopefully, you know, it's very unfortunate for Dara. But hopefully it's a matter of weeks and not beyond that. He may be in difficulties with Cavendon.
Mark Russell has left Finn Harpson signed for Greenock Morton in Scotland after 2.5 seasons in Ballybuffet. Russell returns to his former club, signing a one-year deal. He didn't feature in the Harp squad for the recent games with St Patrick's Athletic and Derry City. Meanwhile, his now former side lost out 4-1 yesterday evening to St Pat's in Dublin and dropped another place to 8th in the table. There were a host of debuts for the Ballybuffet side in that game. Among them was Nathan Logue.
Aye, obviously that's the whole point of the academy, is to rise up through it and get into the first team, and I'm happy to do so. And everyone's so supportive, so they are, and they're great role models as well to learn from on and off the pitch. We just keep pushing now, try and do as much as we can now.
Shane Blaney is of the view that Sligo Rovers should have left the Brandywell with a win rather than a share of the spoils in the 1-1 draw with Derry City last night. Apart from the closing stages, the Donegal man felt they were never troubled for most of the game. Blaney says it was a disappointing result.
Look, I think we done enough, to be honest. Over the course of the game, should have been clear of them. Like, it's, we're two centre backs. Like, we didn't feel like they had many chances. I don't really think they had a proper shot other than maybe two. Like, and the goal, which is just one of them goals. Like, it's nothing you can do about it. But no, I think we done enough to win. We should have put them away there. There was a few chances in the second half where it could have been 2 or 3. So no, look, it's very disappointing. It's a very disappointing point.
In other League of Ireland news, after 9.5 years at Oriel Park, Chris Shields has confirmed that he's leaving Dundalk. His final game will be against Derry City on Friday night, after which he's expected to join Linfield. 60,000 people will be able to attend the Euro 2020 semi-finals and final at Wembley next month, the largest crowds of a sporting event in the UK for 15 months. The UK government has confirmed a 70% attendance as part of its pilot programme to bring back large crowds. And Scotland are hoping to join England in the last 16 of the competition tonight. Steve Clarke's side need to win over Croatia at Hampden, but they are without key midfielder Billy Gilmore. England can seal top spot in Group D with a win over the Czech Republic. Both games start at 8 o'clock. Nathan Collins looks set to become one of the most expensive Irish footballers of all time. The Republic of Ireland under 21 international is subject of a €14 million bid from Burnley to his club Stoke City. Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy have been confirmed as Ireland's qualifiers for the Olympic Golf Tournament. The 60 qualifiers are based off the official world rankings taken after the US Open. None of the medalists in Rio, Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson or Matt Kuchar, managed to qualify this time around. Finally, six Irish players have been named on the British and Irish Lions team to face Japan on Saturday at Murrayfield. Bundiaki, Robbie Henshaw, Connor Murray, Ian Henderson, Tadhg Byrne and Jack Conan will line out from the start, while Tadhg Furlong is named among the replacements. That's your sport for today, Donal.
Thank you, Oisín. Geoffrey Donaldson will be the new leader of the DUP. There would have been a leadership contest on Saturday, however, when nominations closed today, Mr. Donaldson's name was the only one on the list. Paul Given, who became First Minister last week, is now expected to resign that post in the coming days. A decision on a bail application made by a man accused of murdering Donegal woman Danielle McLaughlin has been postponed. The 28-year-old was found dead in Goa in March 2017. Vikat Bhagat is due to stand trial for her murder, but he's now applied to be released on bail, citing a bleak likelihood of a trial taking place in the near future because of the prevailing pandemic conditions. Danielle's mother, Andrea Branigan, told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show she fears that if he is granted bail, he may abscond.
They're basically saying that it could happen because it has happened in other cases in the last few weeks in Goa, that people have been released on bail. And that due to the fact that he has served over 4 years, he's been in remand over 4 years, that they could let him out. My objection was done yesterday, so it's with the judge now. That's going to be decided then on Friday.
A self-care programme has been launched to help mica-affected homeowners. Mica Self-Care is being delivered through Insight in the Shown to provide a safety net for people affected by the crisis and as a place to go when things feel overwhelming. And a Donegal Garda sergeant says a conversation needs to start now to prepare for next year's rally weekend. Hundreds travelled to Letterkenny last weekend to mark what would traditionally have been rally weekend. People in and around the town have been complaining since because of what they say were intimidation and dangerous driving. A total of 53 arrests made by Gardaí. Well, Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says everyone has a role to play.
We have a role, and you know, we have the Chamber of Commerce who's very active here and proactive through Tony and all of those. We have the people who run the businesses in the retail parks. We need to get them all involved. Everybody has a role, and like, who can provide, who can help out, who can structure this. There's always a robust policing plan in place for the Donegal Rally, as you know, and it has a lot of resources that weren't available last weekend, like air support, different things like that. Mm. They did do proactive checkpoints on the approach roads, the guards with the PSV inspector and the RSA, and it's things like that that need to go in from our side. We probably need to have a helicopter view of what's going on. So, like, the conversation needs to start, meetings need to start, people need to say, I can do this, I can assist around this, I can do that. Even advising normal people that if you're going to be coming in, there's going to be a large influx of people, do your shopping early, late.
And that was Sergeant Paul Wallace on the 9 till noon show. Well, the forecast cloudy this evening with patchy outbreaks of light rain and drizzle in some areas, gradually spreading right across the region. Western winds light to moderate, cloudy tonight with outbreaks of light rain and drizzle, patches of mist and hill fog developing. It'll be mild and humid with lowest overnight temperatures 10 or 11 degrees Celsius, dull and misty to start tomorrow and staying cloudy for much of the day with patchy light rain and drizzle once again. Drier and somewhat brighter conditions in western and southern parts in the afternoon. Humid again, highest temperatures 15 to 19 degrees Celsius. Main news in brief, and the government is urging the take-up of the second COVID vaccine following concerns about the Delta variant, which now accounts for one in five new cases here. The HSE in the Northwest says it's concerned about recent cases in the region. There have been no Delta variant cases identified as of yet, but the HSE says they are concerned. Donegal is showing figures ranging from late teens to early 20s every day with the odd jump. The HSE also says there have been a number of cases identified among people who travelled to Dublin for a MICA event last week by bus. However, they say the organisers followed COVID travel advice and no close contacts have been identified. They also say they expect cases to emerge from last weekend's events in Letterkenny. And two MDs have new Cathaoirleach, Jimmy Kavanagh in Letterkenny Milford and Bernard McGuinness in Inishowen. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 22nd of June. The death has occurred of Sarah Gallagher, 95, Ard Connell, Ardra. Her remains will repose at her residence in Ardconnell from 6 o'clock this evening. House private to family only, please. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and the government guidelines, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Jim Diver, Gordon Skee, Kilmacrennan. Jim's remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. In accordance with ongoing HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Patrick Armour, Rains Park, London, and formerly of Cassie Road, Buncrana. His remains will repose at the family home in Ballinarry, Buncrana, from tomorrow evening. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are strictly for family only, please, with a limit of 50 people permitted. Patrick's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cock Hill. Family Friars only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Cashel na Gor, Buncrana, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Kate Heron, Clare Road, Donegal Town and formerly of Birmingham. Removal from Donegal Community Hospital tomorrow evening at 6:30 to St Agatha's Church, Clare. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Friars only, please. Donations in lieu to the Patients Comfort Fund, Donegal Community Hospital, care of Orr Faulkner Funeral Director. Due to government and HSE guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has occurred of Kathleen McGinley, Killacharan, Chrisla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Chrisla, tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Michael's Church, Chrisla. And the death has taken place of Joe Meehan, 33, Manor Court, Convoy. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot in St Mary's Old Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.